Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Zach, Alana, and Jay.
Yeah.
Hello.
Woohoo. Today, talking Alien Earth, episode 3 of season 1, and playing a little bit of Fortnite, switching to Dominion later, and I'm starting to turn on the show a little bit.
That was
all
discussed. That was so fast.
Yeah, that didn't take long at all.
Just a little bit. You got time for to turn it around.
Meanwhile, I turned too.
This really not very much happened in this episode.
Yeah, this episode was slow. It was a thing.
I'm starting to think it might just be how TV is now with like these streaming service.
Well,
episodes.
you gotta have the balance, right? And then you have to have the occasional like dramatic build up and relationship development, and the build up of the future turns, right? They can't just do it interwoven throughout the season anymore. They gotta just do it all in one episode now. Ugh.
Yeah. No, I know. I mean, but that's what I'm saying is you need to have all that because it's like the
people
formula.
People don't know how to write anymore.
And it feels like a formula. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Makes it easier. Totally. Okay. That being said, this show does do something new that I haven't seen before, which is recap previous episodes in the opening credits.
Rudely.
Rudely? What do you mean rudely?
They showed the cat.
Oh. Ew.
I didn't want to see the cat. Know. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the cat was pretty important.
Was it?
Nah. So yeah, you probably already saw this, but how it has the classic alien, like, the lines that turn into the name, like in the original movie.
Sure.
Yeah. They have a lot of good callbacks, which I kind of liked.
I'm skeptical of callbacks generally, but it works for me.
I mean, it's not like major callbacks. It's not like huge swaths of like big points. It's just like little flavor nuggets of callbacks.
It's not like Alien Romulus.
Yeah, where everything was just in your face. Yeah, no, I like the subtlety of it currently. Anyways.
Okay, so
given that out, let's dive in, I guess. Right?
Yeah, so the next note I have is the boy genius is talking about. She's like, yeah, we can use my synths to go get the alien. He doesn't really seem to care that it's extremely dangerous.
Nah.
But I guess that's just how these corporations are, right?
It's how the corporations are. Plus, he has full faith. Like, he has the egotistical faith that his creations are basically invincible, right? Like, he created the most amazing, most ingenious things in the world. Never done before. And, like, what could possibly challenge what he created? So,
yeah,
I mean, even though later he's, like, a little worried about Wendy. The only one he's worried about.
The only one he cares about.
Smee or anybody else. Yeah, he's just like, yeah. But, like, he has full faith, but at the same time he's like, you need to protect my baby. My Wendy. But, yeah, I mean, it's the notion that, yeah, nothing really out there will be able to hurt his own creations, which is so dumb. But it is what it is. And we also get the whole... Oh, wow. At the early part, we also get the whole conversation of all the kids who are talking about, why are we disposable? Why aren't we Wendy? Fuck that. Fuck her. We should.
Yeah, he's playing favorites.
Why are we all the Lost Boys? Why can't... Some of us are girls. That was a good comment. I like that. That made me
yeah,
chuckle
that was funny.
A little bit.
Yeah, it's a question we've been asking for a while.
I was like, that's a little more snide and a little... I wouldn't have expected a kid to pick up on that real quick. But I guess she's one of the older kids, I guess. So I guess that makes sense. But yeah, like it's that whole concept of, yeah. Well, we are kids, but we're not property. They're learning. They're not just a number.
And they're very committed to the Peter Pan theme. Very committed.
Well, some of them are. Some of them are nonplussed, and then the other one is very bitter.
Yeah. So then, okay, so back on the crash ship, the alien grabs the brother again and then uses him as bait. Which I don't
like.
Why? Yeah. Well, and like, how do you know how to do that? It's an animal.
How can they turn out the power, man? I didn't really understand this either, because he's got like goo on him. It's like, did the alien make the goo? And then they're like in like a freezer. I thought the alien didn't like cold.
I don't remember if the alien doesn't like cold. It does sound familiar, but I don't recall.
I mean, there's definitely like they definitely like heat, right? Like when Ripley goes to get Newt and aliens, it's like super hot.
Yeah, that's and right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they say something like it likes heat that it burrows down into like the core of the colony.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we have seen that it is intelligent. It does know how to use and take advantage of people and stalk. I mean, in the episode where it's assassinating all the hoity-toities in cosplay, it's basically using it's stalking from above and using. Well, I mean, going back to the whole idea of the whole point of the alien using, like the brother, whatever his name is, haven't we? I mean, we've seen this before, haven't we? And also we've seen that on the spaceship, it was basically stalking and kind of manipulating people enough to, I would say,
Claim baiting.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Well, it's like the Marines.
Yeah. So also, it changes with the alien, though. The acid blood is a lot less effective than it used to be. It gets on Wendy's
watered down.
Just takes the jacket off, which is fine.
Like, and like a little bit gets on Joan. He's just like, oh, wow.
I mean, it doesn't really make a lot of sense that it only blinded Hex in aliens, but it should have just taken through his whole face and killed them. But we do.
Yeah. So, aliens too powerful. Please nerf.
Yeah, I expected that sort of immediately to be dissolved. Like she stabbed up, and then it just sat there and like waited, and then was like,
okay. So then you get the most shocking part of the whole series so far, the most shocking part to me is when Wendy kills the alien.
Yeah.
It's like there's no alien. The show's called Alien.
There will be an alien. No. There's gonna be another alien.
Was it disappointing because it felt like a step back?
I was like, they saved a lot of money on that fight by making her go behind a door.
Yes, seriously. Yeah, so much to get the acid blood on her.
Even where you can.
Aliens head off. Mm-hmm. So we get some funny interactions with the brother. Or no, not the brother, the two guys, the two friends.
Oh, the Lost Boys.
Yeah, the Lost Boys. Actually, this part of the episode is pretty good.
I actually really liked it.
They did act like, yeah.
It really made you feel like, oh yeah, these are legitimate kids who are just bigger. They played it really well. Facial expressions, their interpretation, they almost like they were kids.
I like the whole, it wasn't like a real jump scare.
It was more of a jump scare for the kid rather than us.
Which kind of nice.
I don't like jump scares. But you could see it coming, which was really funny. And then it was just like, oh my god. And how they were just so excited about so many different things.
No, but this was good. Andrew happened to be watching it with me, and he was like, "They're really acting like kids." Like, yeah,
must have been fun. I want to know how much of that like semi improv, just them grooving each other. That would have been. I wonder if they're.
I don't know. This doesn't seem like the kind of show with improv.
Yeah, but I don't know if they're like be kids for a little bit until Cyborg shows up.
It's prestige television.
And even he, I don't get how much he sweats. Cyborg dude. Why are you sweating so much? Because it's hot.
The aliens like it hot.
Oh, he's so uncomfortable. I felt like I needed a shower after watching it.
Alien is sweaty and gooey. As a franchise.
I still can't get over how shiny those teeth are.
Who's the alien?
Yeah.
Yeah. They looked like he just went to the dentist. Yeah.
Like, get it. Have a good dentist. Why don't you provide that for your actors? Also, when the alien's hovering over everybody and it does its own second mouth, I'm like, what is this nonsense?
Yeah, I know. Like, it can, like, shred, like, 10 people in 2 seconds, but it's, like, taking forever to kill that one guy.
I do appreciate it because you could tell that it's mostly budgetary, that they keep the second mouth inside. The other mouth, they didn't want to have to deal with the whole process. And then when it does finally pop out, you either don't see it or suddenly it has a hook in its mouth. And she's just whipping it around. Section where she's just dragging it and it's trying to pull away. I'm like, or just claw.
Like, it could have used the tail on her.
Yeah, it tried once and she batted it away.
And then it could distinctly see that the door opened.
I do appreciate that it pulled her in. I guess it might have been the overall strategy of the alien to pull her in. I guess it's a new hotness for the alien of pulling people into little containers.
Yeah. Or it knew it was going to get crushed by the door, so it was like, psych.
Yeah, but it was almost like she was pulling it and then stopped and pulled it in the opposite direction, but then the alien kept crawling towards it. How convenient. The door shuts. Oh no, I can't get it open.
Right, hot wire any door. So they teach you at Medic Academy.
Must be nice that everything only has two wires in the world.
Right?
Who knew you can short circuit something with a positive and a negative? But anyway, then you get the cyborg stealing all the data. Yeah, stealing the data. And even I get this part because it's downloading and there's a lot of electronics happening, so that's why they're sweating even more. I got that kind of was nice. You can see that would probably take up a lot of CPU.
But I was like, how is it concentrated?
And then I was wondering if he would recognize that Grissom was on the other line reading through all the files. I was like, can they both?
Grissom? Is that the security guy?
Grish? Is it Grish? What?
I didn't know he had a name.
Wait, you mean Morrow?
Wait, Morrow. Yeah, he does have a name.
Morrow, the cyborg. No.
Well, yeah, the guardian for all the kids.
Oh, Kirsch.
Kirsch, that's it. Grissom. Like from CSI.
Yeah, that's actually probably where I got it from. I've been watching a lot of CSI clips.
Why?
I don't know, they just randomly were on my feed for some reason. But yeah, so I was wondering if it would recognize that someone else was... Like downloading and reading all the files.
No,
that would have made more sense that the system would have been like downloading.
No, he's authorized. He's Weyland Yutani. He's allowed.
He's got the highest of high clearance.
Of course. Yeah, I mean, there was a call from Yutani herself.
Yeah, that's not bad.
So what was the point where we were? So they're cleaning up the crash, and the brother has more plot armor. How many times has he gotten drilled on by the alien, by the way?
So many times.
I think it's at least three.
I mean, I don't know. He's just ridiculous.
Yeah. So I love the conversation where they say, okay, well, we're search and rescue. We don't clean. Cleaning's for other people.
Yep. Well, no, actually, she was kind of, she was like, come back.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she wasn't like go get it. She's kind of cool with it.
Yeah, but he wants to go get it. He's like, that's the mission. So then Michael Jackson, the head of Prodigy, says the reason why he's doing this with the kids is so he could have someone to succeed him. To run the company without him.
Yeah, probably. No, wait. Why wouldn't he just put himself in a synth though? And live forever and run the company forever.
Good question. Maybe he doesn't want to live forever.
Because children's minds are malleable.
He's seen Highlander.
Yeah. But Wendy tells the kids earlier in the entire episode of like Why not adults? And she's like, well, because kids' brains can handle it. They're more malleable
and they can deal with all this nonsense.
Adults can't.
Yeah, but maybe they can still work up to doing it with adults. You know, aspirational goal, right?
Yeah.
True.
But yeah, that's a good point. I was surprised. That he doesn't want to do it himself. You know, these people always make them maniacal. But I appreciate that conversation because a lot of the conversations in this show don't reveal anything to the audience. Especially if you're already familiar with Alien, which presumably you would be if you're watching the Alien show. You know? That's my thought.
Yeah, but I think they probably wanted to keep it to point one.
Maybe people who don't know could be still usable and readable.
I guess. Okay, so Wendy comes back and her brother's having an operation while they're working on the egg. And they talk about how the egg works. And I'm not really very impressed by that.
You're not impressed by him figuring out how the alien works?
No, because as an audience member, I already know it.
Well, are you glad that they don't like linger on it and it like takes forever? It just moves the plot along.
I mean, I guess, but it took a while for this one episode. It did move the plot along, but not in a way that I found to be especially interesting. Okay. Maybe I'm expecting too much.
Yeah, seriously, God.
So then the reveal at the end is Wendy can hear something, presumably the aliens.
Well, we already knew she could hear that from the last episode.
She could hear high frequencies.
Yeah, she hears the clicking.
Did they remove the brother's lung?
Yes. Is that what was happening? Yes.
So he doesn't have a lung anymore?
He has only one lung. Or at least one lung and probably a mechanical lung.
Oh, okay.
Well, because based off of the diagram, they recognized what he did the research and figured out what was the mechanic where he takes out the little tadpole. And they could tell that it would go down the esophagus, which most likely meant that it would sit in the lung.
I thought it was in the stomach.
Your esophagus goes into your stomach. Well, it's the same trick, right?
It's either the stomach or the lungs.
So I guess the alien's in the lung? Apparently that's what we're learning.
Maybe it's like either. I don't know. You know, it was probably explained in another Alien movie where they show an X-ray of someone with a face hugger on them, and that probably showed it. And I see now. But that sucks that they took his lung for that. That's kind of rude.
Well, I bet he didn't consent. I'm sure he would have. For the good side. I mean, well, they do own him, technically. It's a contract. He's owned by them at this point.
Yeah, they own his ass.
Yeah.
I guess not, but I kind of like that, and the fact it was interesting to see, as they were cutting in the egg, that the aliens were getting crazy and she could hear them and get the headache, and the more that happened, the more crazy. And then all the others started reacting and shaking, blah blah blah, and I don't like that plot line in general of character can hear weird things
and is like so upset and hurt by the things only they can hear is boring.
Are you tired of it?
Yeah, they tend to stretch out stuff like that, which isn't super interesting to begin with anyway.
So, I guess that's true, but I mean, in this capacity,
It was intriguing. So it's not.
Yeah.
Everyone said something else. So yeah, we kind of went past once you came back. What's the redhead, Nibs? She's traumatized, and she's the only kid who did want to go back home. So it makes sense to a degree that this is what's happening to her. And she has a sense of mortality where all the other kids really don't. Well, they do, but not really.
And so it was interesting to see that whole situation, and then we're thinking about it.
Totally almost shaking out our eyes, and then we constantly keep seeing this freaking thing, and then We get a little hint at all the other aliens through the computer vision of the computer descriptions.
Kind of fun to see.
I wish it gave you actual information rather than just like a iPad,
like a little shot of
what their bodies were. Like, I want to know what that vegetation plant. What the?
Or maybe it'll be revealed later.
I'm sure it will, but I want to know now. I'm curious. What's with that phone?
What else happened? There was the whole thing with the guy talking to the lost boy through the thing he put in his neck.
Yeah. And we get the whole, and then they know that the kid had talked to him during the apple fighting. When's a kid not a kid?
Yeah. It's a machine, not a machine.
Yeah, that was kind of good. And then, the whole phone conversation. ring, ring. Hey, psychopath here. Hey, do you want to be friends? Just saying, I got candy. I got candy.
Yeah, right? I definitely had that vibe.
It was creepy. But, that was fun. And then, I was wondering if they were going to do more politics, the fact that they hijacked all the alien stuff and the corporation
was like, no. I was wondering if they were going to do more with that instead. It was just like, no.
And we also...
What's that?
Corporation stuff is pretty interesting. I do hope they do more with that.
Yeah, I was hoping for a little bit more than a real quick glossing of it. And then...
I just lost my thought. I was looking at a card and now I've lost my thought.
Blah, blah, blah. We see that he's been the fucking cyborg. What was his name again? The cyborg dude has been away for six years with the grandma, and she ain't the boss. I want to know. Cyborg had a kid, what? Or was that all just programmed?
Well, if he had the kid, it's Al, because he was in the pod.
Yeah, but only for 65 years. Maybe not.
I guess they're still alive.
So that kind of played interesting. It's interesting to see the actual world now. You get to see, like,
was
very, very, runner. What's that movie?
Beginning to see.
Okay, I'm done with that conversation. I think I caught up on all my thoughts.
Nice. So, all right, should we move on to questions of the day?
Sure, let's do it.
All right, Alana, take us away.
So, what celebrity would you want to be stranded on a desert island with?
Good question. I wish I had thought about it in advance, but I forgot about this one.
I feel like Neil deGrasse Tyson would be good because he can talk a lot about interesting subjects. I feel like an actor might be a bad idea.
Why Neil? Why not Ben?
Bill Nye? He's going to die. He's really old.
Have you seen the copy about Bill Nye? Or it's easy to you? Yes.
Oh my god.
I think I'd pick Jay.
I pick one of the Mythbusters because I bet they would know.
A lot about that.
A lot of everything, I could probably go through something.
Like Carrie.
Right.
Yeah, it's like pick someone who could maybe get you off the island.
Adam Savage would probably be good too. Because then he'd entertain you, plus he could build you stuff.
That might be a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, I like
that. I'm going to stick with mine, though, because I can't think of anything better.
I'm going with Adam Savage.
Two Mythbusters. Good.
What would you say, Zach?
Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Okay.
Yeah, just some things to talk about.
Matt says Bear Grylls for similar reasons to Mythbusters.
Is that how you pronounce his last name?
Gorillas? I said Grylls.
I said Gorillas, but that might be wrong.
Okay, next question from Allison. Dunkin' or Starbucks?
Dunkin'.
Oh, dear.
Dunkin' is the people's food, even though I do think that Dunkin' Donuts tastes like a corporation. It's still better than Starbucks. Like, I don't drink coffee.
Why do you have an opinion?
Because they sell things.
I don't drink coffee, and Starbucks food is like, good. Not good.
But Starbucks, other drinks are really good.
Yeah, I do like drinks.
Are they really good, Jay?
They're pretty good. They're dragon fruit. That's my new
favorite. Yeah, that's right. I like their chai latte. Probably more than any of the Dunkin' Donuts food. But I'm going to stick still.
To be fair, I don't really
drink
coffee. I think Dunkin' is more generic. It's easier to drink. Starbucks has a lot more flavor. And my sister-in-law did used to work there.
So I guess I should afford that.
Hail corporate.
It's corporate.
Either way, though.
Yeah.
I'll go.
I was in college. It was definitely Starbucks because we have it on campus. But Dunkin' is definitely superior. And especially now since I'm only drinking decaf, you can't really get just like straight up decaf, like iced coffee at Starbucks. They'd make like, you have to get like decaf espresso, and then it's like more expensive. And it's annoying. And their wake up wraps are really good.
Oh, we get the snack and bacon.
Yeah, snack and bacon's really good. Hash browns are good. Pumpkin munchkins, really good.
Oh, wow.
There is a Starbucks pretty close to my house, Zach, that I'm sure you're going to get familiar with.
No, Starbucks or Dunkin'?
I'm at a Dunkin'. Sorry.
Okay. Well,
there's also a Starbucks, but the Dunkin's closer.
Yeah, I don't get that. We don't buy outside food very often anyway. But sure, you don't. We don't. It's nice to have it there just in case, though. So we'll say bank. All right. Question three.
Yeah, buy outside food. Zach. Anyway. I forgot to say Matt's answer. Matt said Dunkin'. From Guru, what's a band someone introduced you to?
Who was it? Tell the story.
I guess.
Yeah.
Matt says I don't really follow bands. What? So I'll say North Sea Gas.
Yeah, I just met a lot of bands. Liar. Sticker.
It's because you guys like only listen to one thing.
That's not true.
It is true.
It's all Irish all the time.
No, I was listening to Scottish.
Wow, so different.
But I do have to give the credit to Matt. Matt went to Ireland and he got into a band called the Clancy Brothers. And he introduced me to them. And that's what started me down the road of Irish music. So the first of many. That's my story.
Pools gold.
Pain.
Small pools.
And who introduced them to you?
One, Bill Cranston.
Okay.
Bill Cranston?
Yeah. The actor. Oh my god.
Wow. I didn't know you guys were Brian friends.
Oh, my old roommate.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, do you want to do more? Close.
I didn't even answer the question. Usually, you're like, what did you say, Alana? And I answered it like four times. And then you just like, what did she even say?
I meant to do one more game.
Oh, sorry. Sure. You're going to get your ass kicked again.
Why is it into bands?
I honestly, only Andrew and I share music back and forth. I don't really get music from like anywhere else. Even though other people recommend bands to me. It's only...
No. Not today. Devil.
Andrew counts. As you say.
Yeah. But that doesn't make a good story because we like share music all the time. So there's not just like one thing. It's like a bunch of things.
Okay. Well, what's your favorite of the bands Andrew introduced you to?
I don't know because I don't remember if I introduced it to him or he introduced it to me.
Get wrecked.
All right, anything else, guys?
No.
Are you excited?
Oh, yeah, I already said Matt's answer.
Oh, did you?
Are you dressing up, Jay?
Wait.
I might bring up hot. I might bring. I'm prolonged from Tekken. Even though I'm not competing. Like the one game I'm not competing in. But I'll play from that franchise.
Good luck with the competition.
Yeah. We're there for more. And I'll be good because Remus is coming down too.
Nice.
All right, well, thank you for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. You can catch us every week at twitch.tv/mcsunset8pm and group up with us at this time.
Yeah!
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you, come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay, listen while they play.